بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to our last session in terms of coverage, 50th session of Understand Quran, in which we will cover some more two ahadith. But we start with translation of another hadith. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No one of you shall become a true believer until he desires for his brother what he desires for himself. None of you shall become a true believer until he desires for his brother what he desires for himself." Jazakallah khair. Okay. We come to spoken Arabic. Last time we said ma fi ma'lum. Ana la atakallam al-arabiyya. I don't speak Arabic. And I am learning. Ana atallam. I am learning. And I have sentence, Eid Mubarak. And Eid is Mubarak is Mubarak, the blessed one, the one which is blessed. Eid Mubarak, have the festival which is a blessed one for you, something like that. It's a prayer for the one you're addressing. Let this Eid be a blessed one for you. That's what it means. Eid Mubarak. Mabruk is almost slang, but Mubarak is the right word. And if somebody says to you this Eid Mubarak, another thing that you say at the time of this Eid is Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Taqabbal Allah. Taqabbala is accepted. But Taqabbal Allahu, may Allah accept it. These past tense, these kind of sentences are used as prayers. Like somebody died, we say Rahimahullah. Rahima means, gave mercy. It's a past tense, but it's a prayer. Radiyallah. Allah is pleased with him, but it is a dua. May Allah be pleased with him. So, taqabbal Allah, may Allah accept minna from us, that is, accept our deeds from us, wa minkum, and from you. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Taqabbala, tathakkara, takallama, ta'allama, okay, tafakkara, tadabbara, everything is on on this level, level 5. Type 5, tafa'ala. Let's come to grammar. In the grammar, last time we said as to when muslimun or marfu' forms come like muslimun, and when musliman comes, and when muslimin comes, or baytun, baytan, baytin, and so on. U or un comes when you are using that noun as a subject, and a or an comes when it is used as an object, and in comes when it is used with a preposition or when it is used as a second word in possessive case or in genitive, like baytullahi. Okay, and also we said muslimun, the plural will be muslimun. And musliman and muslimin, the plural will be muslimin. Okay? For muslimun, it is muslimuna. For musliman and muslimin, the plural is muslimina. Alright? And we said, for example, al-baytu kabirun. As a predicate also, it comes in this form, the marfu' form. And like khalaqallahu, as a subject also it comes in the marfu' form with pesh or dhamma or two dhamma, depending on whether it has al or not. Whenever it is al, whenever a noun has al, you will have one pesh, like al muslimu. But if there is no al, it is muslimun. Alright. So, subject, object, preposition. Muslimun, musliman, muslimin. And also this comes as a predicate. There are a lot of forms for an also. Okay, with an or a. like خلق الله الأرض as an object it comes. But there are other cases which we may not discuss at this level. All right, let's come to the revision of last class. We had covered 6 verses. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر.
ومن آيات and from his signs الليل. ومن آياته and from his signs الليل والنهار and والشمس والسان والقمر. All right, let's come to the next verse.
قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ.
قَالَ, he said. قَالَ, he said. يَا قَوْمِ, oh my people. أَلَيْسَ, doesn't لِي, belong to me, ملك مصر, the kingdom of Egypt, وهذه, and these, الأنهار, the rivers, تجري, flow, من تحتي, beneath me, أفلا, then don't, تبصرون, you see. He said, Fir'aun, oh my people, doesn't the kingdom of Egypt belong to me? And these rivers flow under me. Don't you see? Then don't you see?
The next verse was, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم.
اجتنبوا, avoid, كثيرا, much, من الظن, of suspicion or suspicion,
إن, indeed, بعض الظن, some of suspicion, some of the suspicion or some suspicion, ithmun, is sin.
So avoid much suspicion, indeed some suspicion or is sin.
Ba'd is some. That's why I have kept this verse also, in addition to, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us very important instruction,
but the words, there, some of the words are important, like kathira, much, ijtanaba, and ba'd is some, and ithm is sin, ithm.
Ba'da with dal means after.
Ba'da with dad, this is dad. Ba'da means some. And that's why again tajweed is important.
Next verse. وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا.
وَنَزَّلْنَا, and we have sent down, من السماء, from the sky, ماء, water, مباركاً, blessed. And we sent down, we have sent down from the sky, blessed water.
الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان.
الرحمن, the most merciful, علمه, علم, taught القرآن, the Quran.
خلق الإنسان, created man, علمه, taught him, البيان, eloquence.
The most merciful has taught the Quran, he created man and taught him eloquence.
Alright, the last verse was, هل أتاك حديث الغاشية.
هل, has, question mark.
أتاك, came to you.
أتا means came to.
أتا, came to.
أتا, gave.
أتاك, came to you.
حديث, the news, the narration.
الغاشية, of
the overwhelming, meaning calamity.
Has come to you, has the news of overwhelming calamity come to you?
That's the question.
See, hadithul ghashiyati, the news of the calamity.
Baytullahi.
Alright, now we come to hadith.
two hadith that we'll be covering most of the, throughout this Quranic ayat, but I took a hadith also because a hadith, Islam, the basic sources of Islam are Quran and hadith, Quran and Sunnah. So we cannot neglect, we cannot avoid Sunnah, and we cannot avoid hadith. So that's why I have included these two hadith. We should study more, and we have been studying translations in the beginning, but these two are, we'll study them in Arabic. The first one is reported, both of them are reported by Bukhari. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات. And this is a very, very important hadith, and is many scholars of hadith has kept this hadith as the first one, because actions are based on intentions. A person may do righteous deed, but if his intention is not good, that righteous deed will be thrown away. In fact, it may be a cause to bring anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the first three judgments that will be made on the day of judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be of three persons. The first one will be Shaheed, another will be Sakhi, another one will be the one who taught Quran. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. And all the three will be thrown into hellfire because they did these actions not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to earn the name, earn their fame and name in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject all their actions. So this is extremely important. So an means according to. About, here it means according to. An Umar ibn al-Khattab. According to Umar ibn al-Khattab, the son of Khattab. According to Umar, the son of Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. See, I told you, radiya means radiyallahu, Allah is pleased, anhu with him. Here, an means with. Radiya an. The an comes as a preposition with radiya. Okay, radiya an means pleased with. And it is past tense, Allah is pleased with him, but it is a dua. Rahimahullah, radiyallah, okay, taqabbal Allah, and so hafizahullah, and so on. Radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Qala, he said, Umar radiyallahu anhu said, sami'tu, I heard. Sami'tu, I heard. You see, there is difference between this grade of hadith and in a hadith where only qala is mentioned. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But here he is saying sami'tu, that means it is more stronger in narration. Because he is saying, I heard. If he had said qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not necessary that he had heard that hadith. He may have heard it from somebody else. But he says, sami'tu, I heard, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. You see, sami'tu whom? Rasula. Who is the object here? Rasula. Who did he hear? The messenger. So it is not sami'tu rasuluna. Sami'tu rasula. Sami'tu rasulullah sallallahu. Again, may the blessings of Allah alayhi on him, wasallama, and the peace. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Okay? Yaqulu, saying. So he heard the messenger saying, innamal a'malu, actions are only, binniyat, by the intentions. Actions are based only by the intentions. Innama is only. Innama amruhu idha arada shayyan an yaqulu lahu kun fayakun. We covered it. Innama is only. But in English you have to reverse. You cannot say only actions. No. Actions are only. Okay, you have to reverse the order of translation. Then it will fit properly. actions are based only بالنيات. نيتون is singular, نيات is plural. بالنياتي, by the intentions. Actions are considered only by the intentions. So let us practice. The hadith is very clear. عن عمر, according to عمر. Ibn al-Khattab, son of Khattab. رضي الله, may Allah be pleased. عنه, with him. قال, he said, سمعت, I heard. رسول الله, the messenger of Allah, صلى الله, صلى الله, may Allah send blessings عليه, on him, وسلم, and send peace. So, according to Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, I heard the messenger of Allah, may Allah send his blessings and peace.
And Umar bin Al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, qala samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes.
And according to Umar bin Ibn Al-Khattab, Umar the son of Al-Khattab, radiallahu, may Allah be pleased.
With him. You can stop here.
According to Umar, the son of Al-Khattab, may Allah be
pleased with him. Next. Qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He said,
Sami'tu, I heard Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah send blessings on him. And
yes.
And he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah send blessing to him and send peace.
Yeah. Sallallahu, Allah sent blessings alayhi on him, wa sallama, and sent peace. But it is dua. So we said, may Allah send blessings on him and also peace. So may peace and blessings be of Allah be upon him. Okay, so now you know the breakup. What did he hear? Yaqulu, saying, innamal a'malu, actions are only binniyati, by the intentions. Saying, actions are based only by the intentions, or considered only by the intentions.
Yaqulu, innamal a'malu
Okay, next hadith is also from Bukhari. عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه عن عثمان according to عثمان ابن عفان the son of عفان رضي الله May Allah be pleased anhu with him. Qala, he said, Qala Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah said, Sallallahu, may Allah send blessings alayhi on him, wasallama, and send peace. What did he say? Khayrukum. The best among you, the best of you, the best among you are who those who, man, who, ta'allama, learned, al-Qur'ana, the Qur'an, wa, and allama, and taught who, it. The best of you are the one who learned, or who learned Qur'an, and teach it to others. Okay, and you know the Prophet ﷺ has put the student first, so a student should not be discouraged. Okay, he said, "خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه." In general, you will say the teacher should come first, but here the hadith is saying the best of you are those who learn Quran and teach it, and of course, Alhamdulillah, we are completing our session with this beautiful hadith, which says, all our level 1 sessions, which says the best among you are the ones who learn Quran and teach it. So let us practice it. An Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu. According to Uthman ibn Affan, the son of Affan, radiyallahu, may Allah be pleased, anhu, with him. According to Uthman, the son of Affan, may Allah be pleased with him.
According to Uthman, the son of Affan, may Allah be pleased with him.
Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, the Messenger of Allah, may Allah send blessings alayhi on him wasallam and send peace. He said, the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said. Send blessings. Peace. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. خيركم, the best of you, من, who, تعلم, learn القرآن, the Quran, وعلم, and teach, who, it. The best of you, best among you, is the one who learns Quran and teaches it to others. It. You see, any educational system, any education that we give to our children or anything that we learn in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of the education, the best of the class is the one where Quran is taught or where Quran is learnt or studied. So, and this is level 1, should continue even though we are completing here our level 1. But Alhamdulillah, with this completion we would have covered almost 70% of the vocabulary of Quran, and we will prove it inshallah in the following revision sessions, which are 10 sessions, will be covered inshallah very soon. So with this we stop, remembering these beautiful ahadith. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.